You are listening to a True Gospel Perspective from our Macedonia Baptist Church ministerial staff. We pray that this message will be a true blessing to you.
Amen. All praises be unto our Father, from whom all blessings flow. I know you stopped to say to the Lord, thank you. Amen. Thank you for bringing us safely thus far. And I don't know about you, I came to give God some praise today. Anybody in here know that he's worthy to be praised? Anybody here know that you're thankful unto God? For the Bible says you will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continue to be in your mouth. If God done something for you, you ought to say something. For the Bible says that everything that has breath, give God praise. So that's simple. If God allowed you to inhale and exhale, that's enough to say, thank you, Jesus. That's enough to say, thank you, Lord. That's enough to say, God, I give you glory. I give you honor. And I give you all the praise. Amen. For we serve a mighty good God. Amen. Giving honor to my grand pastor. Amen. Amen. I thank you for this opportunity. Amen. I sit under one of his sons in the ministry. Amen. Claude Allen May. Amen. Who's the son of this ministry? So he is my grand pastor. Amen. Amen. To the grand first lady. Amen. Thank you for gracious with your presence. Amen. 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 Glad to have my wife here. Amen. 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 We have a little son. Amen. And hear a lot of laughing and loud talking and running around trying to tear up the pew. That's him. Amen. May we pray. Oh God, we thank you, Father, for another preaching moment. I ask of you, oh God, that you take Daniel out the way, that you might have your way in this place. Hide me behind the cross. Let this natural mind be at enmity with you, oh God. Allow your word to come forth. Let it be preached with power, authority, but most of all, in love. We'll be ever to give your name all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor.
Yes.
This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Won't you give the men choir a hand? Didn't they bless us today? Amen. Amen. I felt like the brothers was all in my sermon. Amen. Amen. Thank God there is one spirit. Amen. If you have your Bibles, will you please turn to Luke chapter 1? Luke chapter 1, we'll be reading verse 13. Luke chapter 1. Amen. Luke chapter 1, verse 13. And it reads, but the angel said unto him, do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard. And your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. But the angel said unto him, do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard. For a few moments today in our discussion on this morning, I'd like to talk about answered prayer. Amen. Amen. Answered prayer. It was a story of this young woman. She was 19 years old, and she was rushed to the hospital, and she had to go through surgery, and they found out
that her appendix burst and poison was leaking out of her appendix and got all over her organs, allowing her to not bear any children. The doctor said to her that she will not be able to have any children. And she turned her face to the wall and prayed and said, "Lord, I want to have a child one day." 9 years later, she walked into the William Chapel Missionary Baptist Church, and it's a male chorus concert. So you know it's rocking like it was this morning when the men was singing. And Deacon Oscar Russell was singing, "Give Me a Clean Heart." Amen. And the lady said that the MC was there. He was standing there. The gentleman looked similar to myself. And the Holy Spirit told her that that man will be your husband and he'll be the father of your children. 11 years later, here comes David and Daniel. It shows us here that God answers prayer. And it shows us that when sometimes doctors say no, or when it feels like stumbling blocks are in your way, God can say yes. But we all in here have a similar testimony, how God answers prayer. Just like you prayed and said, "Lord, I don't have any money in my bank account. How can I put food on the table?" And next thing you know, somebody gives you some money to buy food for your family. That's because God is an answerer of prayer. You went to the doctor, and the doctor said that they found something in your ovaries, and they found out it was cancer. And they said that nothing could be done, that you would not be healed. You was in stage 3. But guess what? You are healed today because you prayed a prayer. Because God answers prayer. You said, "Lord, protect my house as I leave my house." And as you begin to say, "Lord, protect my family, protect my house," and then your house have electrical fire, but your family did not get burned up because you prayed a prayer that said, "Lord, protect my family." I just come by here to tell you today that all of us prayed some prayers, and that God is an answerer of prayer. But the thing about it is that God answers prayer not in our timing, but his own timing. And we all here have a testimony how God is an on-time God. Just when you thought God said no, he turned around and said yes. And what our problem is that we don't know how to wait on the Lord. We don't know what to do when the Lord is silent. But Zacharias here in the text tells us, give us some demonstration on what we need to do. So the first thing we see here in the text, it said that, "But the angel said unto him, do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard." Before this, we don't know what prayer that Zacharias prayed, but we do know that one thing, that his prayer is heard. And what Zacharias was doing was that even though his wife Elizabeth was barren, he still remained faithful to Elizabeth. Now, you have to understand Jewish culture. Zacharias had the opportunity to divorce Elizabeth and would have been right because she was barren. But guess what? Zacharias, he said, "Listen, I'm gonna be here. I'm gonna be faithful with my wife." And so as he's walking in there, the Bible says in verse 6 that he walked blameless for the Lord, that he was upright, that he was a righteous man. And so Zacharias, he's going into the incense. He's going for a week of prayer. Now, in Jewish custom, they have 2 weeks of prayer. And right now, before we get to the text, is that there are 20,000 priests at this time. So everybody cannot serve all at one time. And so what they did was they had different families come and serve. Now, as they had different families come and serve, now is Zechariah's family weak to serve. And now he is in the altar. Now the altar and where they burst in the incense, it was a place that only you can get one time in life. Because they had to cast lots to get to that, to see who's going to go into the altar in the prayer of incense. Now, what Zacharias does is that while he's standing there, the angel tells him that the Lord has heard your prayer. And so Zacharias teaches us that no matter where we are in life, we got to remain faithful to some things. That, and that sometime in life, things don't look like it's working out for us. But we got to learn how to remain faithful unto God. I know God sometimes doesn't answer the way that how quickly we want him to answer. I know, I understand that sometimes, you know, in life, we think God ought to answer our prayer just like we are in the fast food line. But no, but sometimes God tells us to wait because God is doing something in our lives. And so, but we have to learn how to wait on the Lord. Because while he is being faithful, God answered his prayer. And you got to learn how to be faithful unto God. And some of us in here, we've been praying a prayer for 10 years and we have given up on God. We said we're going to do things our way. But when we try to do things our way, we wind up getting in more turmoil. We wind up getting in deeper ditch than we were already in because we're not learning how to trust in the Lord. But I'll have some people here saying, Lord, I'm going to trust in you that I don't know what you're doing, but I have faith that you will see me through. I have faith that you will heal my body. I have faith that you will give me a job. I have faith in the Lord. Now, but watch this. We think all because we are faithful unto the Lord that the Lord has to answer our prayer. We think we can manipulate God by our service. We think all because that we can pray a couple prayers, all because we preach a couple sermons, all because we know a couple Bible scriptures that the Lord ought to answer our prayer. But no, God don't work like that. God wants you to remain faithful unto him. That all because God does not answer our prayer the right way we want to, we got to learn how to remain faithful unto God. See, we try to treat God like he is a genie in a bottle. That we just rub on him and he's supposed to answer our prayer. We treat Jesus like we want to put him up on a shelf and reach to him when we want him. But instead of us learning how to trust in the Lord, and you ought to have some faith this morning and say, Lord, I don't know what you're doing in my life. Lord, I don't know what is going on, but I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you with everything that I have. I'm going to trust you with my mind. I'm going to trust you with my money. Anybody here say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. Because God is a rewarder of those who are faithful unto him. Now watch this. Zacharias, after the Lord heard his prayer, now he says, your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son. Now, as you begin to read, you find out that Zacharias is tripping out. Zacharias is like, hey, listen, I am an old man. I need you to give me a sign. That's like many of us. When God tell us something, we can't really trust God with his word. We say, Lord, give me a sign. Lord, let me know that this is you. But instead of taking the Lord right at his word, and see, we gotta learn to take God at his word. And because watch this, he says that I need a sign. And we too ask God, if we honest with ourselves in here this morning, that we ask God for signs. Lord, if it's you, the light that is red now would turn green right now if it's you. I know I'm not the only crazy one that does this. I said, Lord, if it's you, a Lamborghini will ride past right now.
Yes, sir. Come
Lord, I want to make sure that it's you. But instead of just trusting God at his word, and that's what I came to tell you today, is that you have to learn how to trust God at his word. Zacharias, he in the text, he wants the angel to give him a sign. And say, how do I know that this is really from God? How I know that I can raise a child at an old age? They'll think about it. It's not for you to wonder why. It's up to you just to trust God. Now watch this. So he asked the angel for a sign. And Zacharias, the angel said, listen, because of your disbelief, I'm going to make you dumb. Because you do not believe the words that are coming out of my mouth. Amen. But he had to be muted because he did not really trust in the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And he always wanted a sign. He wanted a sign to prove that this came from the Lord. But this shows us, and here this morning, that if we have the faith, God has the power. That God has the power. Now, but it also shows that when we don't have the faith, that God got the power. Watch this. He was muted because he didn't believe, but that didn't stop the miracle. And see what God is doing. God is trying to work a miracle in your life. See, you got to understand that it's not about you, but it's all about God. And that God has the power to change your situation around. And see, all we have to do is understand is that God has the power, and all I got to do is learn to trust in his power. And I'll have a few witnesses here say, Lord, I trust in your will and working power. Lord, I don't know what's going on, but I praise you for your power, because I know that you are a healer. I know that you are a deliverer. I know that you can set me free. Because I know that even if I don't have the faith, God has the power. And I don't know about you, we got to learn how to have more confidence in God. But the reason why we don't have a lot of confidence in God is because we try to put more confidence in ourselves. We try to build up self. We try to make sure self is on fleek. We try to make sure the eyebrows on fleek. We try to make sure your hair and wig is done. We so busy trying to fix up on the outside. But we have to learn how to nurture that inner man. And you nurture the inner man by prayer. When Jesus said, on this rock I build my church. Now watch this. He said, on the rock I build my church. But he said that this house, Peter, shall be called a house of prayer. And you understand that what God is trying to do, because we so busy trying to build our confidence in self, we have to learn how to build our confidence in God. And that we serve a strong God. We serve a God that can bring us out. We serve a God that can take us through our middle of our situation. And I know that sometimes you can't see yourself coming out, but you got to learn how to trust in the Lord, because God is trying to work a miracle in your life. And see, that what happened with Zacharias. Zacharias is too busy looking at from the fleshly standpoint and not looking at from a spiritual standpoint. And many times we're too busy looking at what we see fleshly and not looking at what God is trying to do spiritually. And what God is trying to do, God is trying to work a miracle in his life. And we all have to witness it here that we serve a miracle working God. That if God did it if he did it before, he can do it again. If God did it for my sister, he can do it for me. Because we serve a miracle working God. But we got to keep on praying. We got to keep on fasting. We got to keep praying to the Lord. And that's why the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17 to pray without ceasing. In Acts 6 and 4, it tells us to continue in prayer. So I don't have some prayer warriors in here this morning who said, Lord, no matter what's going on, I'm going to continue to pray. I'm going to continue to pray about that situation that bothered me, that coworker that's getting on my nerves, that family member who always wants a piece of my money. God, I will continue to pray. Because God is trying to work a miracle. And then he says, listen, you shall call his name John. Now, all he has to do, he has to fulfill his assignment. And his assignment is to raise John. And he tells him specific things to do. He says he has to be raised like a Nazarene. And you'll find a Nazarite, and you'll find that in Numbers chapter 6. He can't drink. He can't cut his hair, because that's the qualifications of John. And sometimes when God gives us answers, he gives us specific things to do. And so he gives some specific things to do, and he says, God answers our prayers based off not our timing, but God based his prayers off of his timing. And you got to see everything that God is doing. See, what God was doing, God was setting up for Jesus to come. But before Jesus came, John had to come to prepare the people for Jesus. But sometimes, it's just like in Zechariah's case, it's hard for us to see what God is doing. But it's not for us to see what God is doing, but it's for us to have faith in the Lord. And you got to learn that in this life that you don't know what God is doing, but God is putting the pieces together in your life. And he's at that time, he's going to bring everything forward. See, you don't know what is God doing, and that's why your job is to walk by faith and not by sight. And I have some faith walkers in here this morning that says, Lord, I trust in you. Lord, I don't know what's going on at home. I don't know what's going on at work. I don't know how I'm going to get through school. But guess what, Lord? I will trust in you. That I will trust in your word. I will trust that you will see me through. Now, we have an assignment. His assignment is to raise John. But when God answers our prayer, our assignment is to tell the goodness of the Lord. For in Revelation it said they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. And you ought to tell your neighbors, you ought to tell your friends, you ought to tell your co-workers of the goodness of the Lord. How the Lord has brought you out. How you were down and out, but the Lord saw you through. And you ought to tell people of the goodness of Jesus. Don't have your mouth quiet when it comes about Jesus, but you ought to tell the world of the goodness of the Lord. And that's why you ought to tell your story, that God is a miracle working God, and that God can do anything but fail. And what God is trying to do, God is trying to work a miracle in your life. But all you have to do is to have faith and trust in the Lord. I know what prayer can do. Prayer can pick you up from a bad situation. I know what prayer can do. Prayer can lift up a bow down head. I know what prayer can do. It can heal your body. I know what prayer can do. It can pick you up and turn you around. And I have some witnesses up in here that says, I know what prayer can do. I was down and out, but I prayed to the Lord. I was messed up, and the Lord brought me out. I used to be on drugs, but mama prayed for me. She had me on her mind. She took the time to pray for me. Is there anybody in here that said, I'm here today because of prayer? I'm here today
because the Lord answered prayer. When the doctor said no, God said yes. Is there anybody in here who glad that God said yes? But you got to learn how to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And he will strengthen your heart. Is there anybody in here that says, I'm waiting on the Lord? I'm not going to give up on the Lord. I'm going to be faithful to the Lord. Is there anybody in here that says, I'm going to remain faithful? But I'm so glad that God answers prayer. Over 3,000 years ago, they prayed for a Savior. They said, we are bondage and we need a Savior. And they, and the Lord, he sent Jesus. Is there anybody in here glad that he sent Jesus? For he touched people. Yes, anybody here glad that he sent Jesus? He healed blind people. Aren't you glad that he sent Jesus? But one day, he died on the cross. One day, they put a nail in his hand. One day, they put a nail in his feet. They put a crown of thorns on his head. And then he died. But early, a Sunday morning, he got up with all power. Anybody in here glad that God answers prayer? Anybody in here glad that he has power? He got power to handle anything that's thrown at me. I can't handle it, but God can. I can't deal with it, but God can. Is there anybody in here know that God can? Let me hear you say, yes, he can. Yes, he can. Yes, he can.
Please stand to your feet. Please stand to your feet.
We hope you enjoyed this message today, and we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you. God bless you.